This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USDA won't use fund to pay for SNAP. Trump in Japan today, and anti-tariff briefs filed in Supreme Court. USDA nixes using fund to pay SNAP benefits as Dems urge action. The Agriculture Department says it's illegal to use a contingency fund to pay Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits in November. A USDA document says the fund, which is estimated to include more than $5 billion, can't be used to support benefits in fiscal year 2026 because the appropriation for regular benefits no longer exists. Democrats on Friday called on the Trump administration to use the money to pay SNAP benefits as the government shutdown stretches into a fourth week. Experts on hunger and nutrition say losing benefits could hurt low-income families already struggling to pay other bills. It means that some families may not be able to pay their rent, that their electricity gets turned off, or that they can't repair the car they depend on to get to work, says Kate Bauer, an associate professor of nutrition sciences at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. USDA says the contingency fund is a source of funds for contingencies, such as the Disaster SNAP program, which provides food purchasing benefits for individuals in disaster areas, including natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Democratic representatives and senators wrote to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins Friday, urging her to use the fund. At a minimum, under the law, USDA must use the contingency funding that is available for SNAP, 45 Democratic senators said in their letter to Rollins. House Democrats quoted USDA's own shutdown plan, which says congressional intent is evident that SNAP's operation should continue since the program has been provided with multi-year contingency funds. Trump's Asia trip rolls on amid a flurry of trade announcements. President Donald Trump heads to Japan today for the second leg of a three-stop Asian trip. The president spent the weekend in Malaysia meeting with leaders at a regional summit where he unveiled new trade pacts with Malaysia and Cambodia. He also noted progress in discussions with Vietnam and Thailand, both sides releasing joint statements on the negotiations. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent teased substantial Chinese ag purchases after the meeting with his Chinese counterpart. President Trump will meet with the Japanese emperor today before meetings with the new Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takeuchi and business leaders tomorrow. Both leaders spoke by phone on Saturday, which Takeuchi told Trump that bolstering the U.S.-Japanese alliance is a top priority for her administration. Among the topics will be implementing a U.S.-Japan trade pact Trump secured with her predecessor. Takeuchi said she will honor the deal, including a commitment to buy $8 billion in U.S. ag products, but she said that she could offer new terms for Trump's consideration. Asked on Air Force One Saturday whether he would re-examine the deal's terms, Trump said he is open. We have a great relationship with Japan. We're going to have a fantastic relationship with her, he added. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Current and past lawmakers, former officials, file anti-tariff briefs. Current and former lawmakers and officials filed an amicus brief at the Supreme Court last week in a case challenging President Trump's tariffs. More than 200 sitting Democratic lawmakers and Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski signed on to an amicus brief arguing that tariff policymaking lies under Congress purview and that the president has overstepped. Former Biden-era officials Janet Yellen, Jake Sullivan, and Arvil Haines also signed on to other briefs, along with multiple Republican former judges, officials, and lawmakers, including former Judge Michael Luttig, former Missouri Senator John Danforth, and former USTR Bob Zelick and Carla Hills. There were more than 30 briefs filed opposing Trump's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs. There were 7 briefs in favor of the administration's tariffs, with the American First Policy Institute and America First Legal Foundation among them. Ag groups celebrate probe of Chinese Phase 1 purchases. Multiple ag industry representatives welcome Friday's announcement that the U.S. will investigate China's lack of Phase 1 deal purchases, but also hope there will be a new deal. We appreciate the Trump administration's efforts to hold China accountable for its lack of compliance with the Phase 1 agreement, former National Sorghum Producers Chair Craig Meeker said in a statement. However, we hope negotiations in the coming days and weeks will lead to a new agreement that restores trade and renders Section 301 action unnecessary. The U.S. beef industry lamented China's retreat from its Phase 1 commitments and market access tightening in recent months. At a time of record high costs of production, we are missing a top customer and unable to truly maximize the value of every animal produced, that U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Dan Hallstrom. USMEF greatly appreciates USTR's focus on China's Phase 1 agreement commitments. Now take note, Trump will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping later this week and intends to raise ag trade issues. New Jersey farm likely to remain intact after housing battle with township resolved. A New Jersey town appears to be backing off its attempt to claim parts of a 175-year-old local farm for a new housing development after its plan drew national attention. Cranberry Township and the Henry family farm are exploring a settlement in a dispute over the township's housing plan, which called for constructing affordable housing on farm property. The township's plan to use eminent domain was criticized by state and national figures, including New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The settlement would eliminate the farm site in the plan as well as using eminent domain on that site, according to a court filing. All parties believe it is the best path forward, Cranberry Township attorney Kevin Van Heis wrote in the filing. Used cooking oil theft can be as much as $500 million annually. Theft in the U.S. of old grease used to make hamburgers, fries, and other food is valued between $300 million and $500 million a year. That according to the North American Renderers Association. That's up from a widely cited figure of $75 million according to a survey dating back to 1980, the trade group says. Since then, used cooking oil has skyrocketed in value as a highly sought-after commodity for making lower carbon diesel and sustainable aviation fuel. The updated estimate is both conservative and preliminary, with final numbers still to come. Here's today's final word. We are going to have some people starve. It's a certainty. I mean, we've got customers that are starving today. We've got areas within our reach where it's near 50% food insecurity, and without those SNAP benefits, it would be near 100% food insecurity. That R.F. Bowie, a fourth-generation South Dakota grocer, on the effect of losing SNAP benefits on his customers. Most of Bowie's 25 stores are located on or near Indian reservations. Well, that's Daybreak. for this Monday, October 27th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.